Welcome back in. You're listening to News Radio KMEN In Focus, continuing here with 66th District Representative Sidney Carlin, who joins us by telephone. And you mentioned needing to grow Kansas. Boy, that will definitely be a big thing here in 2021. We've seen the economic fallout, maybe not to the extent we originally thought was going to happen, but who knows what the first quarter of 21 is going to bring. How do you see legislature trying to help get this economy booming here in
Kansas? I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the most exciting things that has happened this summer. While we've all been hunkering down and campaigning and trying to keep up with the political side of things, our governor and our commerce secretary have been busy bringing businesses to Kansas. And I have a list of them. I could not pull that up this morning, but there has been 7 or 8, I think, big job announcements to boost our recovery. And I have been involved in the commerce budget. It's in my budget committee, and I have watched commerce for years. And 1 year we brought the 7 manufacturing group in and to Hutchinson to build wind parts of the windmills. And when we have had growth with the energy because of wind energy and solar energy, but the state's participation in that has not been real big. It's been privately accomplished. I just can't remember very many initiatives that we've had. We've had star bonds and things like that, but this growth is unprecedented in my time, and I've been there 18 years. We're bringing in Urban Outfitters. They will come into the Wyandotte County area by the Speedway, and it's going to build a 1 million square foot facility and 2,000 jobs, and Wyandotte County can certainly benefit from that many jobs. They have the people that they need the jobs, and so that's good. And of course, there'll be roads developed into the area and so on and so forth, and so it's going to bring all kinds of spin-off jobs. And Amazon is building 2 new centers in Kansas and bringing 200 jobs. And the of course, the highway plan itself is bringing, it's terrifically helpful in Manhattan, because we have companies here that hire a lot of highway workers, and it does produce a lot of income for this area, people who do labor work for highways. And so I believe that has been one of our strengths in this area during this COVID crisis, is that I'm always available to help people with state issues, and people do call me for all kinds of help. But I've had a few that have had issues with unemployment, but not like my colleagues in other areas where they have been so out of work. So I'm not saying that we're, sitting on top of the world, and I know there's a lot of people that are having a lot of trouble financially because of work, but it has not been as bad here, because we do have a lot of jobs in the highway and other areas that we've kept people busy. There's also going to be an electric transmission line going across the state called the Grain Belt Express. It's going to carry wind energy throughout the state, and we're putting the broadband in with the highway plan. Lines will be laid while we're building the roads, which is, a double bonus, because we're out there doing the work and we can get all of it done at once. And the roads are, blocked off, and it's convenient, and so it's great. So I'm excited about the highway plan. We do have a project that I've been hearing about here that is in the works. It'll probably not start until next year about this time. We should start seeing the plans that are being developed now for the Highway 24 intersections that have been dangerous off the Child Road.
Hmm.
And we have a Salinas getting an expansion of Tony's Pizza. And they've been there, but they're expanding. So, you know, I think it's just been throughout the state, we've had a lot of activity. There's something going on in Southeast Kansas. Can't remember exactly what it is right now. Number of jobs created has been in the thousands with these new initiatives, and people are coming to Kansas because of our being in the middle of the state, because and other reasons, but they are choosing Kansas because of our distribution ability. We're kind of focusing on being a distribution state because we can get to everywhere. That's exciting to me because I haven't seen any activity out of the Department of Commerce like this ever in my years. So I'm so excited for that.
Again, we're speaking with Sydney Carlin. She's a 66th District Representative here from Manhattan. As we get set for the 2021 legislative session in a couple weeks, is there anything that you're specifically hoping to accomplish in this new session? Any bills that you're getting behind?
Yes, there are. I am going to file again my last piece of the False Claims Against the State Act, which I started working on in 06, actually 05. But it was a very long, difficult process to get all the important parts passed, and one piece is still not passed. And we've done things in this bill. It was a bill that George Bush asked the states to pass, and as a carrot, he was giving us 15% to 25% of the federal recoveries on false claims settlements, which has run into the millions of dollars, and our state is benefiting from that now in the millions, and has a lot of revenue coming from claims that are false. And it includes a lot of Medicare and Medicaid fraud, but it's mostly pharmaceutical companies. But any contract that you have with the federal government or with the local state government can be prosecuted under this False Claims Act, and the recovery money is divided with the people who are harmed. The last part of it that I'm trying to get past is a piece that would allow a private attorney to sue on behalf of the state if the attorney general refuses to take the case. That's been a little bit tough. I have worked with Derek Schmidt on this for several years, and we were scheduled to have a hearing on this bill on March 19th, I think, in my committee, and that was the day we didn't meet. So I have to file the bill again, and I hope the Attorney General is still supportive of that. It is important because politically, I had a difficult time with this bill because of pharmaceutical companies and their lobbies. but other states were passing it, and we were able to get it passed. But should the Attorney General have personal conflicts or reasons that he doesn't want to sue somebody, a private attorney can do that. And I think that's important for the public. I think he agrees with that, but we've had a hard time getting it accomplished. That's my big one. And we have also, there's seven bills that were lost in the corrections area that did not get to be passed last year that we have, as we are asking them to be refiled. The interim committee I serve on has put these bills up, and it's to relieve some of the stresses in the corrections system. Various ones. I looked at that a while ago, and I thought, that's a whole program. I need to get it put together and do a program on it sometime with you because it's too much for today. But very interested in helping people to be ready to get out of prison. You know, we do have hope that there will be some money coming through the federal stimulus bill for education that will help us. But if we have to cut again, it's going to be real serious for K-State. And I think we're now at about the 2,000 funding level, so that's not adequate. Although our numbers are down, we need to beef things up at this time rather than having to charge students more just to make the doors, keep the doors going. It's been an interesting time for K-State. The vaccinations are the key, and the testing. I just saw a picture on Facebook of a friend of mine in China that has sent, and they have kiosks where you can go up and get your bottles for your self-testing for COVID.
Wow.
You know, a lot of places are doing a lot of innovative things, and this country needs to step it up a bit. But we're not a dictatorship. We have our own free will, and that's expensive. You know, we need to step up our testing. We need to get the vaccines out, and we need to shelter for a little bit longer. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Once again, Sydney Carlin, 66th District Representative from Manhattan, joining us here on News Radio KMAN's In Focus. As you heard, the legislative session begins on January 11th. The governor's State of the State address will take place on January 13th. Thanks to our guests here this morning. That's going to wrap up In Focus here on this Tuesday. I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio KMAN.